Welcome to the podcast. Jeff Wolf is a revivalist, author, and the founder and president of Resurgence, a Cincinnati-based nonprofit organization on a mission to minister to the ministry. We're so glad to have you today. Here's Jeff.
Hey, everybody. I hope you're having a great week. I want to share with you the fourth and final installment of the series that I've been doing during the podcast called Becoming. Whatever it is God has called you to do, destined you to do, equipped you to do, you are becoming that person. And the becoming process, in order to be, you must become. And the becoming process is difficult. We've been talking about Joseph, how he was blessed by the Lord with a dream that God would later bring to pass. But in the meantime, Joseph had to go from becoming just a boy to a ruler. And the becoming process was difficult. It went from being thrown in a pit by his brothers to being sold into slavery to being a servant in Potiphar's house and landing in prison because of false accusations. And this becoming process made Joseph who he was. And so we're going to start in Genesis chapter 39. We left off here last week in verse 19. So it was when his master heard the words which his wife spoke to him, saying, "Your servant did to me after this manner," that his anger was aroused. Then Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were confined, and he was there in the prison. We talked about this verse last week, verse 21. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. I'm going to stop there and just remind you that as we left off last week, Joseph is in prison. He was falsely accused, and he finds himself going deeper than where he already was. Last week, we talked about the fact that sometimes you find yourself in a place where the direction God is taking you is in the opposite direction, so it seems, of your dream and your destiny and your plans. But even though it looks like you're going the wrong way, God has a plan to bring you full circle. And I want to talk about this prison that Joseph was in. Verse 21 said that while he was in prison, God was with him. I want to remind you that regardless of where you find yourself today, God is with you. He has not forgotten about you. He has not voided his plan. He has not canceled his dreams for you. But he is taking you through the becoming process. I know it's difficult, but if you will just embrace the becoming, no matter how difficult or how bumpy or rocky it seems, God will be faithful to complete what he started in you. Let's go to verse 22. Listen to what the word says in Genesis 39, verse 22. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hands all the prisoners who were in the prison. This prison warden, if you will, put Joseph in charge. It has always intrigued me in the story of Joseph. No matter where he was, God promoted him and gave him favor and escalated him to a place of authority and leadership. God was preparing him. And I'll stop right here and say that if you can't learn how to be a leader in the prison, you can never be a leader in the palace. This is something that's important, and I felt like the Lord, as I studied this the other day in preparation for the podcast today, the Lord spoke this to me. Who you are becoming has nothing to do with where you are becoming. Joseph was becoming a governor. He was becoming a leader. He was becoming a man of God, but he was doing it in the prison. He was not becoming a prisoner. You do not become who God has called you to be in a place of authority. He had to be a governor, a leader, before he was granted that position of authority and leadership. He had to have it in him before it could be given to him. Are you listening to me? just because you're not where you want to be in your walk with God or where you want to be in your journey to becoming what God has called you to do and fulfilling the dreams and plans that God has given you, your destiny, just because you aren't where you want to be doesn't mean that God is not making you whom he wants you to be. You might be in a job that has nothing to do with your destiny and dreams, but where you are becoming has nothing to do with what you are becoming. Joseph became a ruler in a prison cell. He became a leader and a governor in a prison cell. And so that when God had put that gift in him, then he handed the gift to him. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Even in the prison, Joseph had such favor and he had such ability and his attitude. There is not much to be said here about explaining Joseph's attitude, but he must have had an attitude of embracing his present process. Otherwise, he would not have been elevated and he would not have received the favor of the Lord. But that's exactly what God gave him, was favor. And the prison warden put all of the prisoners in the charge of Joseph. Going on in verse 22. Whatever they did there, it was his doing. He was responsible for what was happening. He was leading prisoners. If you can't lead prisoners that are captive, you can't lead a nation. And that's what God was teaching Joseph. Verse 23, the keeper of the prison did not look into anything that was under Joseph's authority, because the Lord was with him, and whatever he did, the Lord made it to prosper. Joseph had the Midas touch, the Holy Ghost touch, that no matter what he set his hands to, God prospered it. God prospered it. That is Deuteronomy 28 at work. That he will bless the work of your hands. I pray that prayer over my life on a regular basis. Lord, everything I set my hand to, let it be blessed, not because of me, but because your hand is upon me. Whatever I'm doing, let it be blessed. Now, that's not to say that I do what I want and expect God to bless it, but whatever I'm doing to further the gospel, whatever I'm doing to pursue the dream you've placed in my heart, whatever my hand has an opportunity to touch for the kingdom, let it be blessed. And I want you to know that God is the God who will bless what you set your hand to. Everything Joseph did, God blessed it. Everything that happened under his hand, it went right. And he was in bondage. Have you ever said this to yourself? Well, when I get to this place and I have this and I've been equipped with this and I have these tools at my disposal, then I can be successful. That's not how God blessed Joseph. That is not how Joseph's becoming process went. Joseph took what he had, and with nothing more than the favor of God and a dream in his heart, he made it work, and God blessed him. If you can be a ruler from a prison cell, you can be a governor in the palace. What you are becoming has nothing to do with where you are becoming. That's important. God's still working on you. But Jeff, I'm not where God told me he wants to take me. That's okay. He is still making you what he wants you to be. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter the atmosphere, the surroundings, the company that you find yourself in. You are still becoming what you are becoming. It has nothing to do with where you are becoming. You see, the weight of leadership, the weight of a vision, the weight of a dream as big as Joseph's required him to be able to stand up under the pressure. Joseph was later going to find himself the ruler of all of Egypt. He was later going to find himself in a position to determine who ate and who didn't eat, who lived and who died, who benefited from the storehouse and who didn't. And in order to be able to carry such pressure and provide such leadership, his ability to stand up under that leadership was going to have to be tested. There are a lot of people that have leadership handed to them, and they failed because they had not been prepared for the pressure, the weight of that leadership. And so God began to develop his ability to bear up the weight of leadership in Potiphar's house and then in the prison. And as he met it with a good attitude and the right spirit, God blessed him. Everywhere he went, God blessed him. When Potiphar gave him the assignment of handling all of his affairs, he took it seriously and he did it well, so well, the Bible said that Potiphar didn't even worry about anything other than what he might have to eat. And the same is true when Joseph ended up in the prison. He could have sat in a prison cell and fretted himself literally to death. He could have had a bad attitude. He could have blamed God. He could have disparaged his God for putting him in a place where he was placed unjustly. He was there not because of any fault of his own, but he didn't do that. He took what he had in his hands, and he did it with excellence, and he did it well. And because of that, the prison warden didn't look into anything under Joseph's control, the Bible said, because God was with him and everything he touched prospered. This is a man who knew how to lead where he was. Leadership is not about where you are. It's about what you are. And what you are has nothing to do with where you are. Are you listening to me? Everything he touched, God blessed it. He had to go low so that God could take him high. It's so easy to ask God the question, why am I going through this? Why am I experiencing this trial? Why am I in this place that I find myself in? Why do I find myself in a pit? Why do I find myself in this prison of the mind, or this job I have as a prison, or this relationship that I seem to have to be in as a prison? Listen, God can test you when you are low. He can pressure test you when you are low so that you will know how to handle the pressure when he takes you high. I believe that God let Joseph get as far down as he can go. I don't know how much farther you can get other than in the king's prison to show him how powerful he was and that he might get the glory for bringing Joseph out of that prison and putting him in the palace. Joseph had to go through so much turmoil. I don't know of any of us that have ever been through such a jagged path to reaching destiny than Joseph. What happened? Joseph's in prison. He's in charge. He has the run of the place. Everything he does, he's responsible for. He does it well. God blesses it so that the prison warden just completely takes his hands off of everything and doesn't even have to look into or supervise or check up on what Joseph is doing because God was with him and made his hands to prosper. And what did he do? He met two men. He met these two men that had dreams. He met the butler and the baker of Pharaoh that had been thrown into prison. And he interpreted their dreams. And what happened? This is what happened. So the baker was called out of prison. The baker is called out of prison. Verse 16 of chapter 40 of Genesis. When the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good, he said to Joseph, I also was in my dream, and there were three white baskets on my head. In the uppermost basket were all kinds of baked goods for Pharaoh, and the birds ate them out of the basket on my head. So Joseph answered, this is the interpretation. Three baskets are 3 days. Within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift off your head from you and hang you on a tree, and the birds will eat flesh from you. So the butler that Joseph met in the prison had a dream, and he interpreted the dream to mean that In 3 days, Pharaoh was going to lift him up out of the prison and restore to him his position. And that's exactly what happened. And Joseph simply said, remember me. Remember me when you come out of prison. And the butler promised to do that. But do you know that when the butler was brought up out of prison, that it was 2 years before the butler one day finally remembered Joseph? He forgot all about Joseph. And for 2 years, Joseph sat in the prison. 2 years after interpreting this dream. This dream would be his break, but it took 2 years for him to realize it. And then finally, the Pharaoh had a dream, and the butler remembered Joseph and said, I remember a man who I met in the king's prison who was able to interpret dreams, and the dream came to pass. And it was then that Pharaoh brought him out. And the same, listen to what I'm about to say, the same favor that God gave Joseph in Potiphar's house, and the same favor that God gave Joseph in the prison, the same favor God gave him in Pharaoh's presence, and his leadership in Potiphar's house and his leadership in prison prepared him for his leadership in the kingdom. Pharaoh made him a governor. You know how the story ends, that Pharaoh's brothers came to him not knowing who he was. In the midst of a famine. You see, God gave Joseph wisdom that they were going to begin to set aside in storehouses grain to prepare for the famine that Joseph's interpretation of Pharaoh's dream was to foretell. And because of his wisdom, you don't have wisdom like that. Just going from the pit to the palace. You have wisdom like that because you have tried and tested and God has blessed you and you've walked in leadership and you have been tried in the fire. And you have endured the pressure of being low. And then when God puts you in a place of higher authority, then all of those experiences, all of those things that God's done for you and in you begin to come to pass. And God gives you great wisdom. There is wisdom in adversity. There is wisdom that comes from turmoil and trial. And so God gave Joseph wisdom, and he held back and stored up all of this grain for the famine. His brothers come to him, not knowing who he is. Joseph has mercy on them. He forgives them. And God sustained the sons of Jacob. By the way, the sons of Jacob, of course, later become the 12 tribes of the nation of Israel, and they became a great nation. They grew millions and millions, so that years later the Pharaoh said, now wait a minute, the Israelites have become greater than we. Maybe if a king were to come along, they would rise up against us. And then Pharaoh put them in servitude, and they became slaves in the land of Egypt. And the story goes on. Moses comes along, and God uses Moses to bring the people of Israel out of Egyptian bondage. 40 years in the wilderness, and then eventually into the promised land. The story continues and continues. But all of this, the survival of the nation of Israel, hinged on Joseph's dream coming to pass. You see, the dream in you is so big and so important. People are depending on God fulfilling your dream. People's survival may depend on God completing what He started in you. It's not just about you. Your dream, your plan, your vision, it's not just about you. It might be about a nation. It might be about a city. It might be about a church where God's going to bring revival. God was bringing about his plan through Joseph to save a nation. What's God going to do through you? Keep in mind, it's not just about you, my friend. What God has planted in my heart isn't just about me. It's about those whom he will use me as a conduit of his presence and his word in order to change the lives of other people. Revival is coming. And it could be that God fulfilling his destiny, your destiny, through you could be about a revival coming to your city, your house, your church. I would encourage you today, whatever it is you're becoming, hold fast. Hold fast to Deuteronomy 28, that God will bless you when you come in and bless you when you go out. He will bless the fruit of your hands, and everything you set your hand to will prosper. You are becoming. Don't pay attention to where you are and who's around you. Keep your eyes upon what you are becoming. God's going to do great things through you. I pray you've been encouraged by this word, and I can't wait to tell you next time what God is speaking through and to me. God bless. Have a great day.
We're so glad you joined us today. Remember to subscribe on your favorite podcast provider and YouTube. For more information, go to jeffwolf.org. Are you one of the 268 million people around the world who are battling anxiety and depression? Jeff's new book addresses this pandemic of the mind. Mindemic: How Faith Can Help Us Overcome the Anxiety and Depression Crisis in America, will restore your hope and help you challenge the lies of the enemy in your mind. It's available on Amazon and at mindemic.org. We'll see you next week. Be blessed.